traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Guys, I'm a little tired.
And that's because...
You're a wanker!
Oh, Logan's a wanker.
There was a botched move with the dangerous landing.
I'm not even ready.
Just hucks a backflip. I'm like, all right.
My sister caught me in a triangle, but she's a purple belt. I would never hit my sister. My sister's not like a woman.
Are you still talking about beating the shit out of your sister?
If Elon and Zuck fight, I pitched it. I will do my UFC debut on the undercard.
Give me Patty the Betty.
Mr. Beast will host in a thirst trap.
Grabbing his junk like a gangster.
First to take their hand off my junk wins my junk.
So he's asking if you and Jeff wouldn't mind flying to Italy.
It's better than Ibiza. Ibiza is just going to do drugs, and I'll be honest with you. You're going to relapse. You're going to relapse.
All right. Feeling cheeky? Have a wank then. Go ahead, lad. Go on, lad. Go on, mate. Go ahead. Have a wank.
You done?
Are we rolling? Oh, my favorite question. Look, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Guys, I'm a little tired. And that's because...
You're a wanker.
Oh, Logan's a wanker.
Look, we're in London. I literally just got done doing Money in the Bank. I'm a little beat up. It's also been the craziest week of my life. We traveled to like 5 countries and launched Prime in Germany, Spain, Denmark, and Norway. And Money in the Bank ruined my life. I lost. Ooh, and I'm a wanker, I guess. Whatever. These fans go so hard in this city. They have no respect for what I do. I'm sacrificing my body out there. I jumped onto Damian Priest, onto a ladder, frog splashed him, and bounced off this human like a trampoline. Like, I felt his rib cage crush under the weight of my 60-inch box jump. And they started chanting, "You still suck. You still suck."
I swear to God, every time one of them started, Jeff joined
of course,
in.
Of course, so my friends love it.
No, there's one guy with me next to me. He's like, "You got to join in. I'm trying to get the Logan chant." I'm like, "Dude, there's no chance.
Bro,
there's a 0%.
I was trying to bring back,
"You deserve it."
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I get hit. KSI even said, he's like, they're getting creative with their chants. Stuff he's never heard before. "You deserve it. Logan's a wanker. Fuck you, Logan." And by the way, a wanker, I'm from the States. I just feel like it's the equivalent of like a third grader calling you a wiener. Like, "You're a wiener, kid."
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Let me get the real def. Hold on a sec.
My girlfriend's dad, I met him for the first time, and he came to see what I do at work. And I'm like, "Hey, dude, just by the way, nice to meet you, but what you're going to see is odd. What you're going to see is odd." Anyways, we got Jeff Witek joining us in London. Mike Malak is back in the building. Jeff, manager Jeff, is sitting next to Jeff Witek.
Same hat, same name.
Team Jeff versus Team Logan. You don't get your name included. Sorry. Like the title of the show.
I don't give a shit.
What do you do?
What do you
I think you do
over?
Care. I think you do care. Because you're mad. But this show's not about you. Logan, do you get mad when people say that you're a wanker and you're performing out there? Risking your body. Your blood, sweat, and tears went into it.
I don't. I think they're having fun. I think they're having fun making fun of me, and that makes me have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
You got the most energy. L.A. Night got equally.
They love him.
Direction. Yeah. Right.
They love him. Energy. What's his deal? Why is he the hottest thing going?
Because he does this. Yeah.
So why don't you try doing that?
L.A. Night. Yeah.
We get it, Mike.
We get it. Nah, it was nuts. You saw there was a botched move.
Ooh, that was crazy.
There was a botched move with a dangerous landing. I walked away this time relatively unscathed. I got some scrapes and bruises, but no major tweaks or pulls. But Ricochet and I were supposed to do what's called the Spanish fly off the top rope. So one of our legs is on the rope, one of our legs is on the ladder, and we were supposed to hit it at the same time. And when he hit that rope, it was before me, so he moved it, so I slipped down all the way to the bottom. Keep in mind, I'm a noob. I don't really know what I'm doing out there, so when stuff goes wrong, I don't really know how to improv. So in my head, I'm like, how is this guy? This is fucked. We fucked this up. How is this guy gonna do this? Is he even gonna do this?
Oh, he was.
Our legs are all twisted like this. I'm looking at him. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's still trying to send this shit. I'm not even ready. His feet aren't even planted off the second rope. Just hucks a backflip. I'm like, all right. Went crashing through the tables, scraped my shoulder, hit my head on the thing. I'm fine. No concussions or anything, but it's just a wild sport, man. I don't know what I'm doing.
I try to put myself in his, like, mind for a second, and he sees you, like, dangling your stupid little foot off the rope. Whoa, where's the top rope? And in his mind, he's like, this stupid and just asshole. Grabs you and fucking launches.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be honest. He blew the fucking match for me. That's why we got into it backstage. I got in a little tussle with him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, because he was, I don't know, but I felt like it was a little unprofessional.
Kind of looked like he won the backstage match, too, to be honest with you.
I know you shit in my bathroom. I know you did.
No, I didn't.
I know you used. No, I didn't. This is our suite. I know me and Nina have been staying here for a week, and I know for a fact someone, and it has to be you because you're on. The most vile one in this room, walked into my master bath when there's a clearly good guest bathroom out here in this double suite hotel room, and you pooped.
I'm just looking. We got the producer saying that that didn't happen, which is the case. I'm looking around my room right now trying to figure out who it might have been. The only person that's not here that we walked in with is David, the German. And he's been eating schnitzel. He's been eating Döner kebab, all the German foods. I think he probably took a deuce in your bathroom.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry.
I didn't do it. I could have every person in here would trust me. It even the people that work for you will still take my back on this. Look at even Kevin. What'd you say?
I'm just ready to go to Italy, guys. Thanks for coming to the match, but I'm headed to Italy tomorrow.
Did you get hurt more in this fight than with a boxing fight? Did you get hurt more? Honestly, because you're pretty messed up bad.
I've had three fights, dude, and two of them were against my now business partner. I don't even know if I'm a real fighter. Is KSI fighting Tommy Fury? Is Tommy Fury fighting Jake?
Is Tommy Fury fighting you?
Is Tommy Fury fighting me? I'll go down to 185, no problem. I don't know what's going on here, but I did have some questions.
About that fight specifically?
No, because I'm curious if Elon Musk and Zuck are fighting, because yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
Well, it's a weight thing. It's a weight thing.
Yes, what's
the age difference?
Elon
just turned 52 today?
He's older. He's much older 52. Than Zuck.
Today?
Zuck's like 39. And Zuck like trains as well.
Zuck's an athlete. Yeah, he runs under 20 minutes for a 5K. It's fast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like Zuck would
Elon
win.
Elon does not look in shape.
So Elon's 6'1", 187.
That's big.
That's
big.
That's like Jeff. What's your weight?
I'm 6'1", 165.
Okay, so he's got 20 pounds on Jeff. And then,
Elon only has 20 pounds.
No, no, no.
Elon's torso looks like a Cybertruck.
I still don't understand.
That weight could help him.
Lay on Zuck.
But I pitched
it. Also, could
I'll be honest. I pitched it. I pitched it internally. I pitched it to the executives that be. If Elon and Zuck fight, I want to do my UFC.
You can't even speak. How are you going to pitch two of the biggest business leaders in the world? You can't even say a sentence.
He did it before he got messed up.
Try it with the brownie in your mouth.
If Elon Musk and Eric Zuckerberg fight, I will do my UFC debut on the undercard for free. I'll fight for free for charity.
Who would you fight?
Anyone. You know who I want to fight, actually? Because that bitch-ass Andrew Tate won't fight me? Give me Patty Pimblett. Give me Patty the Batty.
I get nervous. I get nervous in all these fights.
In the offseason, that boy looks like a blip. And he'll come up to my weight class, and I'll wallop him.
You'll beat Patty Pimblett. Jeff, you're a fight expert. Will Logan beat Patty Pimblett?
Yeah, but he's too small.
Bro, he's too small when he cuts weight. When he doesn't cut weight, he's a fucking horseshoe.
But he's going to cut weight if you have a fight.
Yeah, what's
unless
you're going
to go do it on the street. If we go to Liverpool right now, it's like 2 hours away, you know?
He's not going
to
show up looking like Peter Griffin. The dude blows up when he's not fighting.
That's got to be unhealthy to go up and down like
that. He's doing the foozy tube. He's doing the foozy tube. He is, dude. Foozy goes foozy. I don't say it in a best.
Stop.
Bro, it wasn't supposed to be.
Patty Pimblett. To foozy tube.
No, it's the up and down in weight.
Yes.
It's true. We've seen it. It's why a lot of these fighters, after their careers, they're so used to cutting weight. After their careers, they just eat and eat and eat. Look at me. I just had a match today. I'm eating brownies.
self-sabotage.
A lot of people are saying a lot of people are saying that Zuck, who by the way, for reference, 5'7", 155. So I mean, a ton of height for Elon and about 30 pounds of weight. People are saying Zuck won't make it through the shit talking phase. That Elon will make him bow out.
I like that.
Zuck just wants to grill, dude. He wants to throw some meat on the grill and grill.
Are they gonna do a tour like to promote it?
Like press conferences, yeah. Like show up at the Staples Center with Shannon Briggs.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro. Also, I gotta say this. I take Zuck. I'm sorry. I take Zuck. Here's the thing. Zuck's got the age on his side. He's got the jujitsu training, and you brought it up earlier. I can't. And coming from a lasagna shaped human, someone once described me as being lasagna shaped, and I'm okay with that.
That doesn't
completely
make
okay
sense.
With that. They say I've got a weird shape. Elon's overall structural integrity is I'm unsure of.
It's polygonish.
I would say rhombus. Mm. I would say he's a rhombus.
I have a rebuttal. The one thing you're not crediting Elon for is the fact that he's South African. Now, I don't know how much you know about South Africa. I can't talk.
Homie,
maybe I hit my head harder than I thought.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't know how much you know about South Africans, but Elon was bullied a lot in school and got in a lot of street fights. Basically, what I'm trying to say is Elon got that dog in him.
Elon also has
the South Africans. And you told me they all, what was it? They all eat ass, right? Or something like that. Wasn't there some part of
I think
it?
That
or
was
like
I think that was, who was that?
Oh, Mr.
that was.
Oh, no.
That
or was, Mr. Beast ate
Mr. Beast
ass there.
Ate,
or got
some
his
South
ass
African
eaten.
Ass.
I can't remember what it was exactly. Mr. Beast posted a thirst trap. Also, I have to throw that out there. I know it's completely off topic.
Yeah, he lost 200 pounds.
Bro, he just had his fucking meat out and took a selfie.
Grabbing his junk like a gangster.
He had his PewDiePie out on the screen,
First, to take their hand off my junk was my junk.
Bro, that was crazy. Dude, and it got like how many? It got like 50 million.
Because people love progression. They love health. They love weight loss. He's achieving his goals. I mean,
I think it's deeper than
if
that.
If he does it again, you know, if he does like two back-to-back,
a carousel?
Too much.
Yeah. With his ass.
No, like a new post. If he does like another one again, like now he's at the beach or something. Yeah. You know?
How many people watch that fight?
Back to Zuck and Elon.
Yeah, Elon.
With the right promotion, could be 50, 60 million.
What a letdown. It would be, though.
Shut up.
I think there's more.
Yo, but,
I was being sarcastic.
I think the world watches it.
7-8 billion?
I think I don't know that they charge. I don't know that they charge.
I said 50, 60 million. Oh, if they do it for free?
I don't think they charge. And
yeah, they're
billionaires,
right?
I think the world is watching this fight.
What platform does it stream on?
It probably goes to ESPN.
No, but they're going to need to stack the undercard. That's why I'm throwing my hat in, because I'll be honest with you, no offense to these boys, it's going to be pathetic. The fight will be pathetic.
Yeah.
But it highly entertaining, but come on.
Can I say this really quick?
Zuck has won some medals.
He has. Jiu-jitsu. He's a belt and everything. Can I say this?
Make someone punch who doesn't know how to punch and see how they look. Watch my first fight. Anyways.
I got Elon. I'm going Elon.
I don't want to go against Zuck because he'll fucking take my blue check away on Instagram, you know? If we get caught talking shit here, I already lost my Twitter one. Fucking fuck Elon.
You don't want to pay that $8, huh?
That's lame. I'd rather not.
I agree. I just got it recently. Because, bro, I mean...
It's not about the blue check, Jeff. It's about...
Extending your reach.
Integrity.
The length of the tweets and the length of your videos that you can post.
I haven't tweeted since, so whatever.
You don't really tweet.
Not a big tweeter, huh?
No, I guess, you know, I go Elon, whatever.
You just switched like that? Like,
I don't care.
No,
I don't care. It's going to be a stupid fight. I think it's a big publicity stunt, to be honest.
This fight.
I mean, everything is.
Is not happening.
No,
it's not going to fucking happen.
I've heard serious sources.
I've heard the opposite.
Serious.
I once heard Bob Barker was coming back to Price is Right. Okay, and guess what? He's fucking dead.
I'd like to send them both down.
Bob.
I like to send them both down in a submarine, you know?
Okay, well, that's...
That would be nice.
Okay, so there was your first time crossing the line on the
show. Are we not allowed to do any
summer
memes?
No, we
don't
do death jokes here, man.
Summer memes.
No summer memes allowed?
Summer memes.
What, we can't talk
about? Jeff, what did I talk to you about?
It's bro? On the sheet. You sent me a sheet. There's a sheet that I get now. I'm that. You said submarines. We're going to talk about the sub, you know? Should we just dive into it?
Oh my God, bro. Please stop. I'm not being a fucking party to this. Just fucking stop.
Bro, you know what? Stop. It's his light. I feel like I'm being fucking interrogated.
Yeah, it's hot in here. The lights are just so
definitely
bright.
Hot.
Yeah. Just stop, okay?
Zuck. Let's go back.
Yeah, we should.
Hey, you might want to go to the next WWE event. Well, good news, SeatGeek is going to hook you up. They're today's sponsor. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. WWE events have been cracking lately. Don't miss the action. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. Each ticket is graded to make sure you get a good deal. Look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means bad. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. You know I came through for you guys. Use my code Logan for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That is $20 off your first purchase with promo code Logan. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Shout out SeatGeek. Back to the show.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I should have never fucking came here, you know?
No, because then how would we have gotten this?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do this podcast in Italy. If you didn't show up.
For real? Because I felt that too. I was like, Logan, don't even care. Logan, you are just like, you know who.
Well, we wanted he thought you were going to end up on a yacht. Which you almost did, and I want to say this. There's been some general worry from the group lately. I'm going to say it. You're going to let me through.
Just say I'm concerned.
No, it's
Logan.
Not. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't say shit.
Who did?
I'll say this.
Who did?
Are you going to let me finish?
No,
are
I want to know
are you going to sound
who,
like an
who
owl?
Are you talking about? Who else?
Who did? Who did? Who? Let me say this.
What group?
Oh, bro, are you going to stop? We had this podcast planned for a long time. Jeff, my dear Jeff, my blessed friend Jeff. Look at him. He looks like Ice Cube right now, or Easy.
I had to take glasses. A fucking Carnival cruise ship out
on
here.
On his own dime.
Took me.
Came out here.
We paid for his trip.
No, we didn't. Not on this one. Came out here and was expecting to sit here and do a nice podcast with his friends. I got a call last night.
My last podcast was why I left Impulsive. I already did it. I already put the thumbnail out there. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He said he was going to do it. I respect it.
I had a rough month, though. I lost that podcast episode. We did a nice episode, and then it disappeared, vanished from me. You know, so I quit. I quit everything on the internet. And then I was like, I can't go back to selling drugs because I already talked about it on the internet. So now I'm fucked. I have to do this. Put the cameras in my face. I'm a fucking puppet.
Are you fucking done?
I'm heartbroken. My friends are big time in me. Is that what you were getting
Thank
at?
You. That's what I'm trying to get to, okay? Or will you shut up for a second? I got a call last night. No, actually it wasn't a call. It was a text message. And by the way, not from Logan. From Logan's executive assistant. Hey, Mike. Logan is dead set on being in Italy on the lake with his girlfriend early Sunday morning. So he's asking if for the Boys Only episode, you and Jeff wouldn't mind flying to Italy to shoot the Boys Only episode so that he can wake up on the lake with his girlfriend. Flying to another country.
On a fucking private jet to Lake Como.
So I
God, strike me down for inviting my boys on a plane to the most beautiful place in the world with endless pasta and vino. Mike is just mad there's no hookers
there.
Nope,
there's plenty of hookers in Lake Como. More than other places, to be completely honest with you. I said to said executive assistant, what's the plan for when the podcast ends? He said, well, I don't think we made it that far.
Go to Bellagio. So go play backgammon. You're going to Ibiza. You are going to Ibiza. That is not better than Lake Como, bro. You could use the water, purifying your skin of all the sins that you go through every single day, bro. It's better than Ibiza. Ibiza is just going to do drugs, and I'll be honest with you. I'm going to say it. You're going to relapse. You're going to relapse.
Yeah. Damn. You are out there. You already got those cigars you're going to smoke out
cigars.
There. That's a gateway to vaping. You start vaping, and then you know what comes next. Heroin. You should come with me to the Jersey Shore.
That sounds like fucking hell on earth.
It's a family vacation.
I would rather go to Iowa, and I'm not so sure that state even exists, than go to the Jersey Shore.
Hey, take it easy. I'm from the Jersey Shore.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Case in point, buddy.
Take it easy.
Let me say this.
And we're going to Ibiza together. So what? You're going to just back out?
You're going?
What Ibiza?
Keep him away from the absinthe.
Oh, yeah.
They have absinthe in Ibiza?
Likely.
Okay.
Depends who you hang out with. And if there are any...
with Mike, we'll be doing hard drugs.
You will find out
who
everything they have.
As a matter of fact, all these relapse jokes are funny, especially you preying on my downfall as I just celebrated 13 years.
Oh, congrats. Congrats. Congrats.
I'll have you know.
What day? Is there a day?
June 23rd.
You should be really proud, Mike.
That's actually awesome.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And it wasn't a joke. No, I'm seriously concerned. I don't want you to relapse. And that's why I invited you to the most pure, beautiful, innocent place in the world. Like
rehab.
It's a rehab center.
I would love to go to rehab. Just like a nice fucking chill rehab. No phone. That's what I wanted to do. I actually presented you that
Mike's
that
been
idea.
Talking about that. Last month,
not even a rehab, but just like what's it called? Like a wellness retreat? Is that what you would call it? Like an Arizona wellness retreat?
You literally check your phone and that.
I want to go to like a celebrity one, like Lindsay Lohan. Like, you ever see those commercials?
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Well, Pete Davidson just is checked into one right now. He just evidently he like periodically goes in and just like handles his shit. You
That's
know,
it's dope. I went skydiving when I was either going to relapse or, you know, go skydiving, because a near death is always nice to really appreciate your life and make your problems feel like nothing.
And you had a near death.
Yeah, I had I had lying to us like you had at the same spot, same exact.
Same location, yeah, Paris.
I don't know if it was the pack job there, the crackheads packing. No, they're nice guys. They're nice guys there, but
the crack packers.
There, so you have to trust a random stranger to pack your parachute that your life is in their hands.
And by the way, you pay them $20.
$20.
Yeah.
$20.
Oh, what do you just like tip them?
It's basically like 20 pack.
They go there. They pack parachutes all day, and you have to trust that they've done a good job because again, they're doing it all day. It's just a redundant job. It's hard. They have like tape on their fingers. You look at their fingers; they're all like bloody and charred.
They don't care how many followers you got.
Nah. But you had a really bad.
I fought the line twist because I remembered your YouTube video, and everybody was like, "No, he didn't have to cut away. He was an idiot." So I was like, "I'm not
fucking
cutting
idiots.
This.
What
I'm fighting?
Wait,
this
who
shit.
Said that?"
I mean, I don't remember. Multiple people.
Yo, these fucking skydiving fools. 10 seconds. 10 seconds of not opening. And sure, I could do what happened to you and wait 50 to 60 seconds to be intertwined and then be over an interstate at 1,500 feet like you were. You got fucked up, bro.
Bad, bro. Yeah.
That's not, it's not funny. It's not cool. Obviously, I didn't need to cut away, but obviously, I'm also okay because of it. You weren't.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I should have cut away. But also, you got to pay like $2,000 for the canopy if it like.
What?
You had to pay for your canopy, no?
I didn't.
No, you don't.
It was probably on your credit card. You probably don't check your
sons
statements.
Sons of bitches.
What, if you open the backup?
I don't know. I don't know why I was thinking that in fight or flight, my life or death. I'm like, I would have saved that fucking $2,000, you know? And I'm like trying to get out of it. And then finally it opened up and I was like, oh, thank God. But then I looked down and I'm right on top of the freeway, And I'm like, all right, let me try to fly back in. And I had a rough landing. I had a giant hematoma on my ass.
You got fucked up.
I was draining it. I was stabbing it with a needle and sucking all the juices out. Yeah, I took out like a half a prime out of my leg.
Oh, my God. Gnarly.
Yeah, gnarly. But it felt so good.
Hematomas are nasty.
Yeah, I went to the doctor.
On the side of the leg.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to have one. Are you back?
I'll be all right. All right,
I'll come through and drain it. I'm a doctor now.
Just a little
bit. He said his elbow's drained.
I got bursitis in my elbow. I got some stuff drained. The elbows were a little drained.
I just got a message from Alex Smith.
Our accountant?
He's acting as attorney here. He asked me if I want to get an attorney for this AI scam that I suffered, for the damages from this AI scam.
I thought we sent it to an attorney. He wants another one?
Those attorneys are not capable of handling artificial intelligence.
Unfortunately. Why don't you hire AI lawyers?
That's really smart. Yes, Your Honor. We'll be represented today by ChatGPT. Hello, Your Honor. I will be representing Mike. So do you guys know what happened, like the long and short of it?
Yeah. A hair company used an ad that you really made, and then using clips of your voice on this exact podcast, which are perfect dialogue, and you probably said every word in the dictionary, clipped together the rest of the ad over B-roll saying that the hair company was good. It's highly illegal and fucked up.
Crazy, right? So they basically made it seem like I also wouldn't have gone and gotten the hair transplant surgery because I would just use this hair fiber that they're trying to promote. And like you just said, they used my voice to promote it. And I thought I would see this ad one time and then it would just go away. But this thing's running on a fucking loop, bro.
Which means it's working.
Making money on Instagram. I see it on TikTok. Like, there's a whole page, and I just comment on everyone. This is a scam. Don't buy it.
I can't believe it's really funny to me that you were the first one to get hit with this. Like, it's really on brand.
You had one.
Not like this. No, not using my voice.
No, it was a picture of you for like dick pills. Remember, it was the WWE. Yeah, I do remember WWE that. WWE got it taken down.
Yeah, they're savage.
Too bad you're not.
I'm the first. I would say like YouTuber, but they've already done. No, actually, no, that's not true.
You just want to be
because they do it with Beast as well. Like, hey guys, I'm doing a gift card giveaway this week. Like, sign up, send me your email and your credit card information. You know, and they do it with Joe Rogan as well. I was a victim of AI.
Have you looked at the website to see if they're in the country or anything like that?
They're not in the country.
You're fucked.
They're probably in, my guess would be Malta. Fuck. Like, if I can take any guess, it would be Malta. You know, because I feel like that's where a lot of the scamming comes from.
Malta.
You know? Is Malta a country?
It's an island.
Yeah. Do they do a lot of scamming there in Malta?
A lot of offshore banking.
In other news, Lionel Messi, this contract is fucking insane.
What are the details of that? Because I heard he's going to be wealthy like forever and all his kids and kin in the history of his offspring.
Well, that I feel like that's already going to be the case. And so much so that he took a deal valued between 125 and 150 million for 2.5 years with an option in 2026. But it's more so what he turned down. Evidently, there was an offer from Saudi for $1.6 billion for 3 years.
But he'll make more on this deal than that one.
There's equity. There's equity. He gets equity in
Adidas.
I thought it was like the jersey. Sale of
he gets every jersey.
No, I understand, like, there's profit sharing. All of them. But he also gets equity in the team. He gets equity in the Miami Football Club.
Correct, which will be worth billions.
So was it like a morally right thing that he did to stay?
No, I think my guess would be he's thinking long term and he wants to do whatever's going to be worth the most in the
long term. Because he would get a clean check for $1.5 billion.
$6 billion.
And he went with a 150 mil, so 10%.
It's not 150 mil, that's just what he gets for playing on the field.
Yeah.
There's incentives for jerseys, there's incentive for
That's better. That's Adidas. A better deal.
Like, he took a crazy deal with Adidas, too.
You ever see the Jordan documentary?
That's similar. He's getting a piece of everything that's sold in Adidas.
Jordan's mom, she was like, no, I want equity in the shoe. I want to make money on every shoe. And it was just a tiny bit, but now Jordan makes like $300 million a year.
Every athlete now uses the same contract that his mom created the industry.
Yeah, that's more your field.
His mom created the industry of incentivizing the players to get residuals.
That's insane. My mom's just a nurse.
Everybody else was like, give me a check.
Not even anymore.
Magic Johnson, give me a check. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, give me a check.
She hasn't negotiated a single contract for me.
She was gangster. She was in those on those calls like, nope, we're good. We're good.
So I love my mom, obviously.
She texted me right after.
She said, yeah, she wanted to know if I was okay. But mom, if you could negotiate some sort of contract that would give me multi-billions, I'd appreciate it.
So one of the greatest
dad.
One of the greatest football players of all time, soccer football players of all time, got a deal for $125 million for 2 years.
And every other basketball player in the first 2 minutes of the open contract season did $1 billion. They did $1 billion in the first 5 minutes in the NBA.
Sorry, right? What did you just say?
NBA opened up the ability to contract with their players after a certain date in the year. They did $1 billion in the first 5 minutes.
For one player?
No, for all the players that were contracted. $1
billion. Okay, how many players were contracted?
Each one.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of them 100 million, 50 million, 200 million.
It sounds like you're just throwing numbers out.
No, I watched. I looked at it online.
That's well, because I was going somewhere with this.
Let's hear it.
2 years for $125 million.
Yep.
Eerily similar to 2 years for $100 million, which is what Twitch star XQC just got.
Is that real?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes. It's really real.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm a hater. I don't believe it.
Felix Yangel.
It's too much money.
Felix Langel, better known as Twitch streamer XQC, announced that he will be joining.
Don't say it, but we
Bleep,
yeah, we know.
A rival streaming platform in a 2-year deal. The contract is reportedly worth around $70 million with incentives potentially raising the total to 100.
Okay. So I'm right. A.
You are.
Also, scratch half that from taxes.
B. Well, hold on a second. I can't say that.
Why?
That's because then the same could be said about Messi's deal. You know what I'm saying? Nope. Like, we're not going to tax.
Depends.
What do you mean?
Depends where he is.
He's in Miami.
Well
doesn't
half
pay more?
He doesn't have state tax in Miami.
41%. Whatever. So 39%.
Then. Ooh. No reflex.
Don't get those near mic. Painkiller. Sorry.
It's just ibuprofen. It's insane because what is the ROI on that? And what does the completion of that look like? There was a time where I remember Ninja got paid $100 million to do something on some platform.
He got the money, though.
Did he?
What do you mean? Yeah, he got
Ninja got paid. I guarantee he did.
No, he did, but he also didn't get $100 million. His wasn't worth $100 million. And also, it wasn't backed by a company that has unlimited financial resources. You know what I'm saying?
I see, because they're that with that gambling company.
Correct.
That makes all that money.
Correct.
And they're making a run competitive. All right, so what's up? Unnamed platform. You want the number one podcast in the world? Hit up manager Jeff, and we could bring our booming audience over to y'all.
I think he's already talking
for 50
to him.
50 billion. We'll take it.
What's your number to leave social media to be done?
Permanently?
Yeah.
I'm a slut. No, I'm a social media slut. Nothing? I just can't. I love it. It's like, bro, you put me in a room with an iPhone. In an hour, I'll be making a video.
Mm-hmm. Do you still love content?
I love it.
Do you love, but not as much as KSI?
I don't think even KSI loves it as much as I do.
Really? Because when we put, if you put a camera on KSI, he just goes crazy.
No.
He is
magnetizing, captivating performer, entertainer. Yeah, put anything on him, you're glued to what he's saying.
Yeah.
I like making stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And that, by the way, that's the dynamic in Prime. You know, he also he is a content creator as well.
I watched it this week.
But I'm
Logan's coming up with ideas. Says let's do this, this, this. KSI literally put the camera on him.
Activates.
Laughing, screaming.
It's a perfect dynamic. He's so good, and I like making it. And one of the other brains in our little group of people making this company worth something is also pretty creative. So all together, we fill each other out really well. But yeah, no, I love content, but I'll go to this platform, sure, for the right amount of money.
Mike, what if you were offered a deal to podcast? You get, say, double the money to live in Saudi Arabia.
No. Malta.
Malta. Or you get to continue living in LA for half the money. Do you stay in LA?
What's the question that you're asking me right now?
Would you go move for double the money and you have to do the podcast?
Double what money?
That you make. Or save?
He wouldn't. Because I invited him to move to Puerto Rico with me.
He for unlimited money.
And he did not.
Oh, yeah.
He literally said, and I quote, blank check. He goes, blank check.
No, I didn't say that. No, but right. I did say there was a lazy river, which to him is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
And that still wasn't enough. You know why? There's no hoolie doolies in Puerto Rico.
No, yeah, there is.
Well, you got to find them. And you only go there on Saturdays. Otherwise, you're degen.
So you say you love content, but do you love content enough to fake your own death and then show up at your funeral to teach your family a life lesson?
You know, when I was 22, I can't say that's something I wouldn't do. Now, I'm just kind of staying away from death. Inshallah.
Belgian TikToker David Baerten, also known as Ragnar LeFou, faked his own death and appeared at his own funeral to impart a life lesson about the importance of maintaining family ties. He'd become saddened by how his family had drifted apart and felt unappreciated. This prompted his decision to teach his family not to wait until someone's death to reconnect with them. Is there someone for each of you that you have not told recently that you love them? And if so, I'd like
for sure,
you,
yeah.
I'd like you to take a second right now to tell that person straight down the pipe.
One of these guys?
Just go straight down the pipe and tell someone that you haven't spoken to recently that you care about.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll wait.
Why?
I don't know.
Mike. Mike. Fucking idiot. Mike, I love you. I haven't told you in a long time.
Which Mike?
Wouldn't you rather just tell me? I'm sitting in front of you.
You said straight down the pipe.
What are you going to... So when I watch the episode...
You just said go straight on the vibe. Yeah, I haven't told you I love you in a long time. You're not even gonna take I love you. God can't even.
Because you
love
didn't
you.
Say it to me. You said it to an animatronic job.
There's no other mic in the room.
You be.
You're in front of the mic.
Do you see what just happened with such a wonderful prompt that I gave you? I know my friend Logan could nail this. Go ahead, right down the pipe.
I'm pretty vocal about my love for people. We said I love you not 3 hours ago before my
love
match.
Love you, bro.
Yeah, I say it all
I'm
the
sure
time.
There's got to be someone you haven't
gay.
Talked to.
Why don't you give it a shot?
Nah, you know what? I don't say I love you to my dad. That's because that's like, you know.
What?
My mom all the time, every phone call.
You don't say that but to your dad?
No, we got a weird relationship, you know?
Oh.
Just like
you not know, a lot of not a lot of
you, but you know what I'm talking about,
but
right?
But do you love him? No, he doesn't. He
says I was there for
you would get struck.
No,
I'm fucking around.
Did your parents ever hug you?
No, I had a good childhood.
We'll see.
But do you love your dad?
Yeah, cut all this out. Edit all this out. This is weird.
There's a lot of pain.
So go back to the girl. Let's talk about that. I'd rather talk
no,
about that.
No, go ahead. Say it down the pipe too, Dad, right now.
Bro, this...
I say it.
Did your dad beat you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beatings.
My dad...
Jeff loves you very much.
My dad would do like staged beatings to embarrass me because the embarrassment would be worse than the actual beating.
Like a stage fake death.
Yeah. No. It was more like WWE. It was WWE. Like he would come out and whip me with something that's not like hard. Like it was like a dog leash one time.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
So I was in front of all my friends in the neighborhood. And I'm like, you know, I got a good reputation over there. My neighbor back in Staten Island. So my dad comes out. He's like, your mother wanted you home and fucking starts whipping me with this leash.
No reason.
But it didn't even hurt. But then all my friends were like, oh, yeah. That's child abuse. We're going to call the cops on him. So then it backfired. They didn't. It wasn't even, there were no marks. You know.
I have a story kind of like
call,
that.
They called child abuse?
They just said that they were gonna, and then my dad's plan backfired.
That's the best.
I love you, Dad. That was cool. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna pass that along.
When your dad makes drastic decisions and then they backfire in his face. My dad once locked us out of the house from some, I don't know, we were being hooligans or whatever. And he locked us out of the house all day. And he would do this sometimes from time to time. You know, go play in the woods, your kids, go be imaginative, have fun. It's maybe why I'm creative. It ended up paying off. But this particular time, we wanted to come inside. It was like cold. It was rainy. Dad, can we come in? Do not knock on the door. Don't touch the door. You're not coming inside. Okay, all right, Dad. It starts raining. His car windows are open. Dad, I got to tell you something. Please, can we come inside? I told you don't touch the door. Stay away from the door.
Whatever. All right. What's he doing in there?
It doesn't matter. He didn't want us in the house.
Or,
but it's pouring rain and his windows of his car are down. And I knew that. And it's fucking up his interior. Sure enough, the next day, goes to roll up the windows. They're all fucked. The car's soaked. Fucked. He goes, why didn't you tell me that it was raining and my windows were down? I said, Dad, what do you think I was trying to tell you? And then he got mad at me because his plan backfired, and he got more angry at me for his mistake.
Fuck.
And that's Greg Paul. But Greg, I love you, Papa.
Nice.
I love you, Papa, despite the fact that sometimes you'll get angry at me for your mistakes.
Yeah.
See, and yeah, Dad,
you know what? Which one's my camera? That one?
Yeah, go to. Yeah, go to.
Today, feeling good.
No,
about
you
it.
Could. You go right there,
Dad. You know, I love you. Thank you for raising me the way you did. I wouldn't change a thing. You know,
it's pretty good. What about you, Mikey?
Me and my older sister have got an ongoing quarrel.
No sibling stuff.
Shut
here.
Your fucking
you
stupid
go.
Staten Island mouth before I murder you on television. I'm getting into something serious.
Do it. Try it. Try
right
it.
Now.
I dare you.
Jeffrey,
try it.
Jeffrey.
I kick that ankle. You're done.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Do we have to get you your no pills again? Stop it. Stop it.
My what?
Stop it. Hey.
Go tell your story. Whatever.
I left some clothing in the back of your car when I borrowed it a couple weeks ago. And you said that I'm not making enough of an impact with my platform. That upset me. We got into a little tiff. But I do love you very much, Jillian. And the next time I come there, I'll put a whole tank of gas in the car.
That's good. That's really nice.
It's all only you left, buddy.
What do I gotta do?
Look down that camera and tell somebody.
I did.
No, it's the wrong camera. You were talking to me like an idiot. just check the last box, bro. It's right there.
Last box. This one?
Yeah.
I'll say it to my dad. I love you, Dad. Appreciate everything you've done for me. I say it all the time. I really do. I just like Logan. I say it all the time.
I am vocal about my love.
The people that I love, I say it to them.
Oh, you know what? I feel left out now. Dad, if you're watching this, I do love you as well.
I feel like I did a terrible job here. I framed my dad as a child abuser, and he
no,
was not.
No, no, no. It was just a dog leash.
It was like a fake thing that he was doing. It was an idea he had. It didn't work out great. But no, I had a great childhood. He took me fishing. He did so much.
Of
he was
course,
a great father.
Of course.
And I learned a lot. He's
bro,
a
you already painted
guy.
The picture of your dad. You're not going to be able to reverse
bro,
it
I mean,
now.
I'm sound like
according to what
psychopath.
You told us before, he's a fucking violent criminal. he's going to
and
be
you
in
have
jail
trauma.
Half your life.
You have trauma.
No. I do have trauma, but it's not from that. I had a good childhood. Okay.
What do you
I tortured
trauma
them.
From?
I tortured them, if anything.
Did you abuse cats, neighborhood cats,
bro,
as a kid?
I
feel like
animals. I never abused animals. No. No.
People.
I got the shit beat out of me in prison. Yeah. I'm kidding. Look, I said so many bad things on this podcast. See, I just want to
no,
like this
no,
shit.
This is, no, this
I get
is the
edit.
Last. This is your last show. 100%. There's no chance you're
I'm done, bro. I'm done. I'm
wrap,
out of here.
Dude. You insulted
I'm not
everyone.
Even white. I'm not even white.
What are you saying?
I'm
He's
Italian.
Don't.
I knew that was coming.
Bro, come on. That's
I'm going to the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
I need a hiatus from social media.
Jenkinson's.
You're gonna after this episode, bro.
Jenkinson, what's the other
Oh,
one?
Speaking of which, Spencer, if you're out there, I don't know if you're in Ukraine or wherever you are, but we would like to have you back.
Spencer, the third guy. Yeah, I watched all these videos because they're all getting sent to me. The third guy's cursed. He's gonna like I'm gonna kill myself or something because of this. And then I almost died from skydiving one episode in.
These Apple goggles, Apple
goggles.
Has anybody tried
$3,500 for Apple Vision Pro, a augmented reality headset, which resembles ski goggles, is capable of blending the digital and the real world.
Surprised Logan hasn't had them yet.
What?
You're always first to get the technology.
But I don't think they're out yet.
They're out?
No, I don't think
$3,500.
They're very expensive. That seemed to be a sticking point.
Wait, so they are out or they're not? They're not
they're
out.
They're not
yet.
Out. They're, no, definitely, they're definitely, not definitely not out. No, it's the future of... Like it's
the future of what?
It's the first of its kind in like tech that is really, really future forward.
Mm.
Like, dude, the fact that you can look at the app you want to use and do this motion with your fingers as a click and then watch like a movie as if you're in a theater inside these goggles and do anything. When that's paired up with Neuralink, I don't know. We're going crazy.
Am I the only one who...
It's augmented reality.
Am I the only one who immediately... I'm not the only one. You guys will say I am. But am I the only one who immediately thinks of like how this is going to change sex? Like immediately,
what's the
bro.
Movie?
Like imagine
what's the movie?
If... Jeff, do you hear what he just said? He said that you can use these goggles, go like this, and you can maximize something in the real world. Like you can actually increase the size by just going like this.
I'll tell you what it would be good for you for with sex.
What?
If you are... You know, going crazy with a ugly creature that you found in the back alleys of Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You could put on those goggles and she could be a 10 right quick.
That joke didn't hit because everyone knows that I hang out with hotter girls than you.
Hang out. But I know you
have also close on.
No, but you'll notice the hotter they are, the more trouble you have closing.
That's not true at all. That's not true. Jeff will back it up. You look like a lizard.
I am a lizard.
This is what we were talking about. You are becoming Mark Zuckerberg. You're becoming separated from
humans. Love grilling meats. I like BJJ.
Do you? Do you like BJJ?
I do. I have bad knees, though.
Because Israel put you in that triangle pretty easily.
Oh, he fucked me up.
That was at the end of 5 minutes.
Better have been scripted. Because it like you had to see that coming,
dude. I can't believe how many people talking shit to me about getting triangle choked by the best fighter in the world. UFC fans, Gio, you know this. UFC fans all think they're the UFC expert, like they could do it. That's why they do it. It makes them feel tough. Like, you should have fucking seen that. He is the best in the world. I have no shame. And being, I'm honored.
Did you see it coming?
Yeah, I saw it coming. I was exhausted. Dog, come on. I thought we were going to spar, like box that day. I don't train BJJ. The last time I rolled around was with Paulo Costa 5 years ago. And I made it like 4 minutes and 40 seconds in a 5 minute round. I'm exhausted. He knows exactly what he's doing. And then I got Volkanovski, the little spark plug. He almost killed me. And then this other guy, Craig Jones, who's like their BJJ wizard trainer. Just annihilated me.
You know what? I take it back. My sister caught me in a triangle, but she's a purple belt. She's a purple belt.
No way.
Damn, you're a pussy.
That's
girl.
Wild.
But if there were strikes, I would have. She would have never fucking landed.
Yeah. You hit. Women.
Triangle chokes are just hard.
My sister, if she's choking me out, you know what? I said a lot of things I regret on the show already. I'm done. I'm taking five. I'm clocking out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
I would never hit my sister. Karen, I love you. Her name's Karen.
Her name's
that sucks.
Yeah.
Your mom buried her.
Bro, my mom got my name Jeff and Karen.
No!
My mom predicted the two memes. Jordan made her son $300 million a year because of that deal. She ruined mine and my sister's lives.
Tell your mom that you love her down the pipe.
The problem is that all moms already know. You know what I'm saying? Dads don't get the love that they need, that they deserve.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you insane? Like actually insane?
I bought a shirt that says slightly insane.
Maybe.
It's a good shirt. I was like, that one.
I can't make a statement and you can't say speak for yourself. Like it doesn't even apply. It means nothing. What the fuck?
Bro, these people don't understand. My sister's not like a woman. She's.
Are you still talking about you beating the shit out of your sister, bro? We already that was.
And
like
now
six.
She's not even a woman. She's,
what does that mean? She's a hybrid.
She's non-binary. No. She's just fucking tough. She's tough. She works her ass off. She rides horses. And just does Brazilian jiu-jitsu for fun.
Does she go to?
Wait, were you grappling or she just caught you?
No, we went into the gym to fight, and like it was. For like a Patreon video or something, a lazy, no effort log that I did with her. And she caught me once. But again, if there were strikes allowed, it wouldn't have gone that way. Elbow right on the. She shot a gun one time. She lives in Kentucky. She shot a gun.
Oh,
that's
the one from Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, she moved there. We grew up in New York City, but she moved there because she loves horses. She shot a gun at a shooting range, a shotgun. What is it called? Recoil?
Yeah.
Hit her in the forehead. She blasted her forehead open and she just super glued it back together. She didn't get stitches. So now she has a monster scar like mine down her whole forehead.
Oh my God.
She's nuts. She don't even care.
Is she like a redneck now?
She did pick up a little bit of like a
tendencies.
Like an accent.
Like
kinda,
a twang.
Which
southern,
is,
southern
it,
twang.
It's like.
But is that where it ends? She'd drink
beer. Does she drink like beer?
Did she get the leash when she was younger as well?
No. My dad never.
That's good.
No. What did I say on this show? It's the late night shows.
They can be
so
pretty
hard.
Dangerous. How long have we been going, guys?
20 minutes, I think.
52 minutes. I'm just so tired.
Let's wrap it up, huh?
We've never really done a show under an hour.
Hold on. I had one joke that I wanted to say. You had Bear Grylls on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so great, dude.
Why?
Yeah, because he only went 45 minutes. He couldn't even survive a full show with you guys.
Oh, my God.
I've been dying to say that one.
Yeah,
shortest
no, it was.
Episode
it was
ever.
Yeah.
He went a little longer.
It was like 46 or something.
He gave us 45. He ended up going 50, 52.
Was it that long?
With the ads.
You know, I don't care. I don't care if it's under an hour.
No, I mean, it was just an easy layup joke.
No,
it was funny.
It was funny. He's amazing. Bear's
he was
amazing.
Incredible. I think we said that he just has so much like wisdom and so much perspective on life because he's been so close to dying so many times. And he's been in so many like terrible positions where he had to rely on like just so much shit and a positive thought process and all that wisdom to get through. And he just bestows it. That's a great show.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
There is something about nearly dying that just will give you a completely different outlook on life, you know?
Yeah.
You said it sounded like you had the same kind of takeaway that I did. Is like when you're really hit with fight or flight, I could say before that happened that like, oh, I'm a fighter or whatever. But after my the shoot didn't open and I was like, I had to make that decision.
Yeah.
It was just a calm fight. Let's do what I need to do to survive. There was no panic.
You learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
Like me knowing that I could do that. Yeah. Like I was capable of thinking and acting and saving my own life in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I needed to know that.
Yeah. You can take that far. You can take that far in life.
Mm-hmm.
Did we shoot another podcast already today?
Yes, Mike.
How long ago was that?
12 hours ago. And then we did a fucking Money in the Bank WWE match after 6 days of traveling Europe.
You know what I just thought?
Launching Prime. Barcelona, FC Barcelona partnership was
good.
Most liked post ever on Drink Prime. Prime partnering with FC Barcelona.
Over the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's a big team. It's a great team.
The drink's doing well.
I was just thinking to myself, if we had not done the show tonight and like flown somewhere exotic, woke up tomorrow in like a pretty place and shot this show tomorrow, that would have been fucking sick. Like that would have been sick, dude. Because we would all had energy. We would have.
By the way, the only reason that didn't happen is because we couldn't get the jet. A private travel in Europe is you might as well just take commercial. For every European wishing that you could travel private. No, I mean, it's you go through the same security check-in.
Yeah.
The plane, you have to do like border control because you're going to different countries, although it's like Europe. The whole passport thing, the luggage.
Which, by the way, those are all the main attributes and all the main benefits of flying private.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
you lose all of it.
Yeah.
It's maybe an hour or two quicker.
Granted, I'm being a prissy fucking
no,
bitch.
No.
I'm just saying it's going to come interesting realization.
It's going to come off like that, but it's really just reflection on a truthhood, because those are the benefits. Like, you can't drive up to the plane.
No,
you can't skip the security. Those are all the things you pay for.
Yep, exactly.
So in fact, you're giving people in the audience who in the next few years might have 50 to 75 to $100 million off some sort of crazy lottery hit or business sale and come here and want to fly from Brussels to Portugal.
It'll take you a second to get that. And if you want a last minute change, you're most likely unlikely going to be able to do that. I gotta go to sleep, guys.
You sound like Nate Diaz.
Let's talk about the submarine to wrap it up. Just, I feel like we need to talk about it. It was in the show notes. We got to talk about it.
What is there to talk about? I don't know.
Why?
Dude.
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you why, Jeff. Because the situation that those five people were in was unimaginable. It is horrifying to be encapsulated.
No, they got zapped right away.
We didn't know that at the time. We didn't know that at the time.
But the U.S. Navy knew that, and I think the media ran with it because it was a good story.
I've heard this as well. It was a cover-up, and there's like things in the background, right? There's like multiple billions of dollars funded to this state.
Oh, my God, shut the fuck up.
I heard it, but also the U.S. Navy didn't know it. They heard an explosion in the ocean, just like they heard banging sounds in the ocean that turned out to be just regular ocean noises.
An octopus running over a speed bump. who knows what the fuck.
No, like obviously after they were like, oh, this thing likely imploded, the Navy was like, oh, we did hear something. Sure, they should have said it a little sooner, but it's a military.
Bro, can I tell you why?
Why I got so much coverage?
I'll explain it to you.
It's a nightmare scenario. No, that's part of it. Billionaires.
That's the main part of it. Because everyone hates rich people. Rich people are hated by everybody who doesn't have money wants rich people to die. Like, bro, in all honesty, if a laser-guided missile could hit this room right now, people would be so fucking happy. Because it would take out you. It would take out your rich
definitely
ass.
London.
No. But listen to me. This room specifically.
Logan's a wanker.
They would, bro,
you deserve it.
Bro, if he ended up with a munition through his side of his head right now that came out in one ear and out the other.
Think about that. Think about me sitting on this couch getting legitimately fucking assassinated. Sniper rifle through my head.
Yes.
Jeff. You know, Twitter would have a field day. And by the way, these are real people. Yeah. These are real people who would literally be like, "Well, he got what he had coming, dude." What?
No, and you would be.
I'm sitting on a couch.
Yeah. You would have memes. You'd have like, bro, like.
That's, I guess. No, no I, joke, I also no guess joke, there's no not joke. A lot going
I'm good.
On.
I'm good with life. I feel like I've done it all, and I'm happy with my life. And I'm.
Would you go in a submarine?
I could perish right now. No, I could perish right now and be happy with what I've done. However, I have to stay alive just to prove these fuckers wrong. It is my goal to outlive every fucking hater. I need to be to 150 years old before I perish.
All the exploration.
I don't
know if you want to go to space and stuff like that. You would.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I'll probably do the opposite of a submarine. I'll go to space and explode.
No, you
implode.
Can,
implode.
You no, implode? You can. No, you can explode. It would be very quiet. It'd be quiet.
Let me ask you a question. Why doesn't the Titanic implode?
Because it's not sealed, It was a test.
You
hybrids.
It was a test.
You centaur.
Parts
you're
of
not
it
even
sealed.
A human, bro.
Yeah, right?
Doors.
No, but they're not the anymore, doors. Bro. Water is able to
those little circle windows.
Because doors.
Let me ask you a question.
Doors are sealed.
Do you, when all the submarine got talk, got me thinking about subs. Has anyone had Subway recently?
It's horrible.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive.
I like Subway.
We love you guys. If you aren't subscribed,
the meat.
Hit that subscribe button. We appreciate
then
you.
Then have the fucking tune.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff with Tech and Jeff, Manager Jeff, for joining us this episode.
I guess Jared Fogan kind of ruined it.
We'll see you guys next time. Take it easy.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.